is.
We're Bored Podcast, The Return, the sequel. We're Bored Podcast, Chapter 2.
Is this the sequel?
Book of We're Bored Podcast.
Or is this the trilogy?
What? It's no, a sequel. Like, it's
the,
a sequel.
What's the third movie called?
I don't really think there's a name.
Oh, there is.
Oh, there isn't.
Yeah.
The third movie.
The third movie. We're Bored Podcast, the third movie.
Three. That's the name of the third movie, usually. Or, I was going to make a good joke, but
Harry Potter 3.
The best one, Prisoner of Azkaban. We're Bored Podcast and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
I think that J.K. Rowling
is hot.
Stupid. Did you see they didn't invite her back to...
Yeah, and invite her to
she
her
made
own.
The fucking
She made it up and they invited her back. All right, I don't know which number we're on. So we'll make it up.
100.
One.
This is 100.
Okay, wow.
Whoa, incredible. We have special guests for you guys today.
Sean Cannon is back.
We have Angelina Jolie. We have Jack Sparrow himself.
Oh my gosh. Wait, why are they beefing?
Johnny Depp.
And
Chris Evans.
What a weird pairing of people. Angelina Jolie. Why were those the people out of Buzz Lightyear himself?
Well, I was kind of looking around your room. Eternals, Angelina Jolie, okay. Jack Sparrow.
Oh, okay.
And then Captain America.
Got it. That makes enough sense.
Yeah.
We got news. So, usually when we skip a week, I cover some of the highlights from that week before, but we missed so much that I'm not even going to try. There are two things from the past month that we didn't get the chance to talk about. Other than that, we are just going to be continuing on as if we've been here every single week. ASMR. Probably just sounds like ice. Let's see. That sounded...
No. I could be sucking your... Right there, Jack.
Oh, John, that's that. We heard the ice. I have ice in my balls, so.
Yeah.
All right. Marvel news we're starting with, as usual. Let's talk about Mom, Multiverse of Madness. All right.
Oh,
first, I want to...
escape from the planet of Mars or whatever.
What?
The moms who are abducted to Mars. You don't remember that animated movie?
No.
Oh.
The fuck
oh,
you talking...
Oh, Mars Needs Moms. That's what it was called.
The fuck you talking about?
You don't remember Mars Needs Moms?
I don't remember that movie. I mean, sounds like something that would have been made, but don't remember it. You saw that they launched a telescope that can see the beginning of humanity? Or
they've been doing that.
They've been doing it since the 90s. What the fuck? That looks like a good movie.
Let's see what it's
reading. Poster looks like a good movie, but that never. What the fuck? Oh. Okay, I take that back. The poster's kind of heat, though.
It has a 37% Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. So, first off, I want to talk about High Top. You know High Top?
Like the shoes?
No, High Top Films. The guy who's like, Spider-Man No Way Home, or sorry, Spider-Man Far From Home broke me. He's like memed on all the
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he made a good point. So he was like, you know, he sucks Sam Raimi's dick, obviously. He's one of the biggest shills for those original movies, yeah. But with that being said, he made a good point. He put a clip side by side of Doctor Strange fighting in New York on a street surrounded by buildings from Infinity War and then this movie. And you can just see it's just way better. Like, the cinematography, I think the difference is...
By the way, you said Far From Home, you meant No Way Home, right?
No, Infinity War.
No, before, when you're like, he's like, Far From Home broke me.
I changed it. No, it is Far From Home. Far From Home broke him. No Way Home kind of fixed it. Whatever, you know.
Oh, you mean like it broke his, like, faith in Spider-Man.
In the MCU of Spider-Man.
Okay, got it.
So he was like, look at how much more texture. But it's true. Like, there's just, like, a depth to the city that, like, he had in the Sam Raimi, like, in the Sam Raimi, that he had in the original Spider-Man movies. It's like, there's a feeling. You know what I mean? It's hard to... I think the big thing is color.
That's what was missing for me from this Spider-Man for a while, was just this feeling.
The feeling of New York being another character.
That's why for the longest time I was like, I can't put my finger on what it is, but there's something about the Spider-Man.
A depth, a little bit of taste. Yeah. So you can see it in the trailer. I want to point that out. But let's get into some news about this shit. There was reshoots going on a while ago. People were worried, you know. They were like, oh, no, what's going on? Because it's 6 weeks straight shooting. Almost, it's essentially principal photography.
They're getting rid of American Chavez.
But it's America Chavez. But, John, turns out, it's just that they are restructuring it to make it closer to Loki and No Way Home in terms of put everybody in there. Introduce other characters. Do everything.
So are they going to explain which one actually broke the multiverse, or like...
I'd probably, maybe. It's it's Loki.
Loki definitely is going to make an appearance.
No. Loki broke the multiverse.
No,
but they killed the one. I don't know. I doubt it. Here's what I'm going to say. We have two rumored cameos I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to try to avoid knowing who's going to be in this movie.
You know what's funny, though? Like, what actually is funny? No Way Home does take place in throughout a couple of days, right? And, like, you get two other Spider-Men show up, right? And I see all the memes about, like, superheroes be like, if it's not my movie, it's not my problem. Yeah. It's so funny because you get two other heroes who aren't even from that universe show up to help.
But like Falcon, who's probably like
in New York, is not helping.
Whatever.
Hawkeye, who is in New York, isn't helping.
But what's Hawkeye going to do? Yeah, come on. So there was a trailer. Looked pretty good. It was at the end of No Way Home, and then they officially released it. And then we got the cool teaser poster where it's like, multiple Doctor Stranges.
Do you think it's the Doctor Strange from What If?
No.
That's what I've been kind of thinking.
That it is?
That it isn't.
Yeah, because he's trapped in the universe, forced to, like, not let it get big. It would be a problem if they let him go, I think.
And he also did kind of save the universe. He was like, psh,
psh. And he's like, yeah, he's a good guy. I don't know. Like, unless they're trying to make that Ultron thing of a official villain. The next, he's the true big bad of all of this.
Oh my god.
Ultron.
They get Doctor Doom. He shows up and he has this badass moment, and then he just gets stabbed in the back by Ultron.
Ugh.
Imagine if that actually, I'd kill myself. Like, if I saw that in a movie theater, I'd walk out.
They waste already. But there are some rumored cameos, John. Want to hear them?
Tobey Maguire.
That's rumored. But rumored, I think, is more speculated. It's not like people are like, Kimo's around the set. I think it's just like,
Tobey Maguire is such a fucking derpy actor.
He's though. So derpy, though.
Like, he's like not that great of an actor, no. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, like, he's like, he has like a charm that works for those movies, but I don't think I would have picked him.
Well, like, when he's next to all the other Spider-Men, you could clearly tell he's like the worst actor of all of them.
Dude, once I heard that he has frog-like features, I feel bad, because like...
That was so funny that James...
James Franco, bro, just beef with him. Frog ass looking bitch. I know he went home that night, looked in the mirror, was like, aww.
It's even more apparent now because his ears like stick out.
And his eyes are so big.
Yeah, no, but like that was, it's like, what did James Franco actually say? Like, was he just like, did he go up to him? He's like, you kind of have frog
ass. Yeah, I don't know. Like, was
like as a joke, like friendly kind of.
Or did he try to like sexually assault him and then tell him?
James Franco's a reformed person.
Yeah. Okay. He's, yeah. Yeah, I did rape 5 girls, but I learned.
Well, no, like, he didn't rape it. It was all consensual. Like, he had, like, it was the power dynamic problem. But, like, at the same time, is it, like, I wonder, did he actually learn his lesson?
No.
I'm like, if he did. I doubt it. If he did, though, it's, like, I don't know. Things are weird.
I doubt he learned his lesson, honestly. He just got publicly shamed for
it. Well, he's probably not ever going to get, like, a role again.
Yeah, probably not. So, Magneto, the one version, the good one. I'm kidding. They're both all right. But the better one.
Michael Fassbender?
Yeah. And the old Charles Xavier. And supposedly, okay, and then there's the big debate, the big question mark. There's a rumor that they're going to be doing, you know, there's going to be Fantastic Four is going to be here in some sense. But, John, the question is, are they going to bring back the old ones for a cameo and introduce the new one? Mr. Fantastic, in this case. Because there's another rumor that they're going to be doing the... I don't know how this is all going to fit together, but I trust Sam Raimi. That they're going to be doing the Illuminati. Who consists of, in the comic books, Charles Xavier, Mr. Fantastic, Doctor Strange, and Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, I heard that rumor, too. That the Illuminati's the people who brought the evil Doctor Strange and stuff.
But Iron Man's dead. But they could bring him back.
Well, T'Challa's in it, too. And
you know what would be sick?
What?
Tom Cruise as Iron Man. Because people want to see it.
Have you seen what he looks like now, though?
John, that's not... He looks just like he does in that big fucking
picture. He aged like 10 years.
It's just that one picture, though. He probably always looks like that, but we only see him good.
I don't know, though, Jack. Anytime I've seen an interview with him or at a baseball game, like, he's never looked like this.
Shut up.
He, like, his age finally caught up to him. It took long enough.
It's not true. It's not true. Maybe so he had a reconstruction.
We're going to talk about the fact that the Baxter building, like...
Oh, my God. Who is calling me? Where's my phone?
It's right directly behind you.
Dad Robinson.
But the Fantastic Four have to be in this universe, because Tom Holland knows who bought the Baxter building.
I think they're going to be in a different universe.
But then who bought the Baxter building? It must have been Osborn.
Kingpin!
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. He could probably be the next villain, right?
Kingpin. Though it would make sense to be the Fantastic Four.
Most because John Watts.
Because John Watts. And
it could be Kingpin.
Because that just makes the most sense, right? So Tom Holland knows who's the person he's talking to. I doubt that Tom Holland's on the phone with Kevin Feige often. Other than when he's like, Mr. Kevin Feige.
Well, I feel like now he might, like, after this movie.
He's, like, the main guy.
I feel like now he's, like, he might be, like, the new face of Marvel.
That's what they've been saying. Bit. He should be. It's Spider-Man.
It is Spider-Man.
If he was around since the beginning, he would have been the face of Marvel.
I think they need to just pump out a bunch of Spider-Man content.
Yeah, come on. Well, more Spider-Man.
Because Kevin Feige's, like, I remember after Far From Home, there was this, like, he's, like, attachment issues.
Yeah.
And he's like, that we're going to make sure it doesn't happen this time. But at the same time, people are saying Tom Holland's like, I want to take a break.
Yeah.
Focus on
certain Everyone's family. Like, oh, no, is he done?
Like, no, he's coming back. That's no. why they're doing, that's also why they're going to do the freshman year thing.
He's pulling a Robert Downey Jr. He's like, oh, I don't know. Iron Man may be my last. Unless there's $25 million deposited straight into my checking account.
Well, no, not even just that. He said before the movie came out, he's like, yeah, this might be my last one. No,
yeah,
they made it obvious that there's no story for him to tell with him.
The other day, he gets a new suit.
Yeah, they're not going to leave.
Oh, it's not like they don't just use the suit for like 20 minutes and then...
If they get rid of that suit in the next one, I swear to God.
It's curious. I'm curious.
They can't, like, actually, I'd be so frustrated.
Well, they did make a stride here. He only technically wears two suits. But they were able to milk it to make it four.
I really hope, like, they do... Oh, I wonder what they'll do with the Kala trilogy. Like, I hope they would introduce, like...
Black Cat. I just want to see people we haven't seen. Black Cat. Venom versus Spider-Man.
I feel like Black Cat would be cool, but, like, I feel like our Peter... Like, he just... Tom Holland, when his hair is wet, just looks like he's, like, five.
Nah, he has game. I just want to see a hot Black Cat. Just give me it, man.
Margot Robbie?
No.
Anya
Taylor-Joy. That's a good fan cast.
I feel like... I don't know. I also would still, though, want to see Gwen.
I don't know. It's just difficult because it's like, well, we know where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also the point. He knows where it's going, too. That's why it's like... I think they could do an interesting thing. It's like, how much time do you have left with your loved ones?
I think it'd be interesting. I think what's more interesting is Harry. Because he doesn't... Norman refers to his son, but not the name. So imagine the shock... He's friends with Harry.
You see Harry Osborn.
No, he's friends with Harry. He meets Harry. He's not. Harry Osborn isn't going to come up to him, especially if like the idea is that he's like ashamed to be an Osborn. If he comes up to him and he's like, "I'm Harry Osborn," it would be shocking if at the end of the movie he finds out it's an Osborn, and then he has to be like, "My only friend, do I?" You know.
So well, I also feel like it'd kind of make it interesting though, like if like him and Gwen throughout the movies, like he tries to avoid her, but like. It just...
I don't know. It's kind of what they did already, though.
Yeah, that was...
Except not very good, because then he was, like, stalking Gwen.
No. They did that differently.
Yeah.
Well, it's not because he knew that she would die. And be like... I don't know. I feel like it'd be cool.
He had the vibe, though.
I feel like...
He knew what he was up to.
I feel like it'd be cool. Then if we got Gwen...
Maybe. Electro, Sand... There's room... Oh, gosh, John. This is scary.
What?
Rumors of Electro, Sandman, and Rhino solo movies being in the works. Why?
What I don't understand about the curing thing is Electro's just a bad dude.
Now he is, yeah.
Well, like, in general, like...
No, but before he was a... Spider-Man! He's a Sagittarius, you're a Leo!
Electro's just, like, a bad dude, like...
He's a weird dude.
After he got his powers, just a bad dude.
He's a right? mental health issues. Well, they could have explored that.
He could easily just...
What?
Take the thing off.
No, it did it for good.
He's on for good?
He's off for good.
I was about to say, well, maybe he'll come up with another plan, then he'll be like, eh, heh, heh.
But, I mean,
actually, well, he's also a scientist and he's smart. He could probably
figure out. He's not smart. He's just an electrician.
Electricity, it's literally taking his electricity, so he could probably figure a way
what? To get that off. No!
I think he could
probably. He's not a scientist. He's just like the dude who works at Oscorp. I'm no, surprised also, that the lizard knew who he was.
That I was like, no.
Because he's not sense. Important.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Plus, so, his whole character is no one cares about him.
Dr. Connors would not know who the fuck
that is. He wouldn't give a fuck about this random dude.
And then we still don't even know if the lizard dies.
Yeah. But the lizard kind of beat the shit out of Dr. Strange.
I saw this amazing video, Jack, of your favorite Green Goblin.
No.
You know who I'm talking about, Jack?
Ding dong. Ah! Oh, sorry, that was too good.
Where his mom would call him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and be like, he's like, I'm not in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mom, I wouldn't lie. She's like,
I don't believe you.
She got her expectations way too high. She was probably the most disappointed person who went.
Well, I really want to see Dane DeHaan, Green Goblin, and Topher Grace Venom team up.
Some people would lose their fucking mind.
Bro, that'd be so good.
They'd be like, God, the fuck out of my screen. The two worst.
And then Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Okay, and then Sandman. Like, what?
They already gave him a good enough story.
Yeah, what's left for the man? His arc was completed twice. And then Rhino, the least interesting character of all time. I mean, come on. What are we doing? What are we doing? But then we got Kingpin news, baby. So there's still a question, John.
Dude, Daredevil's so fucking question. Good.
Close the door, John. Brief intermission here. Anyway, so Kingpin's back, baby, in Hawkeye. He's not as good as he was, but he's back. Anyway, so the question is Daredevil canon? Fisk, when fucking Vincent D'Onofrio, he is playing it as if it's canon. Mm-hmm. But it's still not confirmed. He's like, I'm playing it that way. But, I don't know. And see, I don't know why they wouldn't do it. Because, okay, from a logistical standpoint.
Can you please watch season 3? Because I'm on season 3 right now and I forgot how good it is. Can you please watch it,
Jack? I just finished Luke Cage and I have to watch Punisher first.
Jack, hurry up,
so,
please.
No, okay, so Luke Cage. Okay, wait. So, logistically this makes sense, right? Because when you explain it this way, how I'm about to explain it, it's like, this, okay, why wouldn't they do this? By canonizing the Netflix shows, they are just closing themselves off creatively while promoting another streaming service. Why in the fucking world would they do that?
Why would they canonize them?
Yeah. Now, from a story standpoint, it makes total sense. While about half of the stuff they put out was dog shit, or mid and a couple seasons, one and two seasons, were absolute dog shit. We all know what we're talking about.
Iron Fist.
Daredevil is incredible. So, it's a tough battle. I feel like people would accept if you just said Daredevil and the Punisher's canon. Nothing else.
Yeah, I would accept that.
Because Daredevil barely ties in to anything but the Punisher.
Yeah. I would like Daredevil to stay in, obviously. And the Punisher.
Yeah.
And then I think they could probably do a soft reboot with Jessica Jones.
Yeah, season 1 was good. Kilgrave was really good.
But and Triss. Else is bad. I don't want her ever in anything.
Horrible. Luke Cage, actually solid. I wouldn't be mad if they brought him back, honestly. But
Iron Fist, get rid of his ass.
Oh my god, the wasted potential. Get rid of his ass. Nonetheless, though, it's a battle. Because, like, the only problem is obviously season 3 is heavily tied into Defenders. Like, you need to watch Defenders.
Yeah, not really.
You could get a summary on it, but you need to know.
For Daredevil?
Season 3. Because you just cut in and he's, like, dead.
Have you seen the opening scene? You just know that he died. They kind of explain it, because he's, like, you can get the gist of it. You don't really have to watch.
You don't have to, but
it's... You can get the gist of it by watching
season... you do, because season 2 ends off, essentially... Yeah, it's like a 2.5. My first watch
through, I did not watch Defenders. I
just watched season 1. Yeah, but you probably, you know what happened. Yeah, you did.
Well, I got the gist of it from season 3.
No, we watched videos on it. Because the whole entire hand thing is just dropped if you don't know anything about Defenders. It's like, Elektra's taken, and it's a tease that she's still alive. Stick is taken, and he never comes back because he dies. Or Stick goes off, and then the hand rises. And you cut to season 3, and now he's dead, and there's no such thing as the hand. You can assume what happened, but...
Yes, I just got the gist of it. And season 3 is good enough where it keeps you involved.
But I feel like it's still necessary. So then that's a problem because, obviously, they're all in it, and you're like, who the fuck are these guys? But you could just, you know, tweak a little bit.
Did you see that the actress for Colleen turned down a role in Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
Shang-Chi. In hope that she'd return.
Because she's in The Matrix now. What a bad decision.
And then also...
She turned down the sister, who's probably getting her own spinoff with the Ten Rings, for a mid-Matrix movie.
And also in the hopes to return.
And hopes that her... granted, the only good part of that show, but of a shit show, is coming back.
Well, did you also see that she said that... apparently she said that... what's his name? How did I forget his name? Matt Murdock.
Charlie Cox?
Charlie Cox, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Cox knew for a long time that he'd be returning in the MCU.
Oh, that's cool. I feel like he would have cried if he didn't.
Well, he definitely...
I wonder how long, though.
He definitely had that talk with Kevin Feige when season 4 was canceled. You know what pissed me off? The first time I ever watched Daredevil was, like, I watched it and I looked it up. As soon as I finished season 3, it was the day it got canceled.
Yeah.
I need more. And I looked it up and I was like...
And then, yeah, they just pumped out, like, whatever. They didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the whole entire point of bringing up that conversation was that Vincent D'Onofrio said Fisk lost power due to the snap. So he's trying to gain it back, and that's his arc.
But, like, what's with his little hideout?
Yeah.
I did not like
that. It seems so...
like Hawaiian.
Oh, his get-up?
It wasn't Hawaiian. What was it? It was just too colorful, I feel like.
I don't know. His kind of just ghetto.
Yeah.
Like, for the kingpin of crime, you know?
I feel like they should have made it look like Daredevil ghetto, though.
But I guess he isn't the kingpin anymore. Because he lost power.
He's bottom bitch. Who's at the top, then, though? Who's actually at the top of the crime?
Maybe they'll do something cool, like Tombstone or something. Or Hammerhead.
Do you see Echoes? Who the writer for Echoes?
Daredevil. Yeah, I think I told you about that.
So that's good for that. So I hope Kingpin will have something to do in that.
But the writer of Fantastic Four is the guy who did something shit. It's scary. Hang on. It was really bad. Like, what he did was really bad.
One of the writers for Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Didn't he do... I don't know. Was it Ghost Rider?
No. Fantastic Four MCU writers. No, bitch. Not Stan Lee.
Oh, I'm pissed that they mentioned Avi Arad or whatever his name is instead of Stan Lee in No Way Home.
They mention him later. It was kind of cool because they gave shout out to him and Steve Ditko, and then they gave shout out to like a bunch of the like iconic Spider-Man writers like fuck his name, bro. But you know,
I feel like Avi Arad just was so much more obvious than the rest.
Well, he was first. He's like right after the main set of people.
Bro, Stan Lee, only if he was able to see that movie.
Or he would have been so hyped.
I know.
That would have killed him.
That's what I thought when I saw all three of the Spider-Man together the first time. I was like, only if Stan Lee could see this.
Oh, new rumor. Sony reportedly wants to cast Anna Taylor-Joy as Black Cat.
Did you see Norman Reedus?
We'll talk about that. Oh, sorry. Just found out that the writer for Moon Knight wrote Fantastic Four 2015 and Death Note. 2017.
Who are the other writers?
I don't know. I don't know if there is.
Moon Knight looks good.
I know, but...
And Oscar Isaac. We gotta trust.
It's terrifying.
I want to meet
him. Oh, but he also wrote Umbrella Academy.
Where does Willem live?
Wait, hang on. This is an out-of-context post. They have... Wait. So... One comment says it might be important to mention that he also wrote Umbrella Academy, well known for being good. It's also heavily implied that Fantastic Four 2015 had the exact same treatment as Justice League 2017. So, it's all right. Also, there's people are saying that there's other shows like HBO Chernobyl, which is well known for being an incredible show, but the writer had only written shit before that. So, I guess before we get super scared, let's just chill out.
I'm gonna find where Willem Dafoe, like, about where he lives, and every single day I'm gonna, like, walk around there and hope I just bump into him on accident. I would love to have a conversation with Willem.
Bro, I love that clip of him on the street. They're like, what are you wearing? He's like, I don't know, I got work jeans on, and...
He's like, I picked these up in, like, London or something, his shoes, though.
And he's like, I don't know. I love Willem. Anyway, also I heard a really good thing that was, like, Willem... If they ever try to do... They should just bring Willem back as the Green Goblin in the MCU. I heard it was mid. Guillermo del Toro movie. But yeah, I think this is a really good point. Just bring back Willem as the MCU's Green Goblin. Because A, who's going to top him? And B, who is going to top Green Goblin like as a character? He killed Aunt May. Who are they going to bring in here who's going to do something worse than Aunt May?
Gwen. Oh my god.
It won't hit as much as Aunt May.
Oh yeah, obviously, because that was kind of unexpected as well.
So, you know.
Though everyone's going to know that she'll die, I feel like if they execute it the right way, they could still make it super emotional.
Anyway, Willem, just bring him back as the Green Goblin. Like, just do it. You know, like, I get the idea, like, trying to give...
Like, who's going to be... how is Harry going to become the Green Goblin, then?
It's fine. Don't do him. I'd rather have Willem Dafoe.
No. I mean, like, if his dad isn't the Green Goblin, how is Harry going to, like, get all this shit to become the Green Goblin?
He adopts some kid. Happened to be named Harry.
No. What?
He seeks out a Harry
Osborn. I'm saying we need a Norman Osborn.
We do, Willem Dafoe.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, variant.
It needs to be the same one.
Oh my god. I'm saying if they try to do Harry as Green Goblin, that won't make sense because where the fuck is Norman? Like, I feel like if Harry's the Green Goblin before Norman is Green Goblin,
he isn't.
That won't make sense. I'm saying if they did that in
the MCU, why would they do that?
That's what I'm saying, because if they introduce Harry, have to do Norman as well.
Harry comes in, his dad, Norman Osborn, dies. Now listen to this.
You don't understand a word I'm saying.
This is Hollywood level writing. Let me explain this to you, John. Here's my theory. Harry Osborn, his dad died. His name was Norman. He was a really good philanthropist, worked with Howard Stark. But he's dead now. And this other dude comes in, Norman. And he's like a drug addict and he's trying to
become... That's Harry.
No. He's trying to become a Green Goblin again. Like, the Green Goblin's still a little bit alive. And so he's, like, doing it again. And then he becomes the Green Goblin again.
What? I'm so
confused. Oh, wait, no. Actually, no. I'm rewriting. Hang on.
Wait, no. Wait. You just said Norman died, and then Norman...
No. So MCU Norman is dead.
But...
So the one who would have been Norman is dead. So the multiverse breaks open again. And then Green Goblin from a timeline... where he didn't get cured comes. Wait, no, actually that's bad because it's not the same one who killed him. Okay, no. Here, wait. It's a Green Goblin. It's the Green Goblin from in between when he kills Aunt May, but before he gets cured. So he comes in that specific timeline, time in the timeline.
Besides, like, they use so many iconic characters now for that. Like, it's so hard. Like, what? Like Kingpin, obviously. They could do Scorpion, but Scorpions. And then they have Venom, obviously, but like.
Venom.
Like, they used so many, like, of his.
I can't. Well, but like, who would have thought Vulture would be good, you know? So, like, Scorpion, Kraven, not Rhino. Hobgoblin, he'd be sick to see. A good lizard, good design.
But I'll use your argument there. We'll already know where that's going.
No, we won't, because they did him bad.
What was I saying?
He didn't even have a family. Did they imply one, maybe? I don't know, but like, that's his entire character.
I just mean in general, like, well, no.
The first issue, kind of bad. John, the first issue that Lizard was in, he had a family. They didn't even do that.
But, no, it's like...
Mob bosses.
No, earlier, you did not understand what I was saying. I was saying if they do Harry, they have to do Norman. They can't do that. Earlier, you're like, what were you confused on when I was talking?
I wasn't. I was explaining to you why that would work, because then you say that Norman, that Harry's Norman is dead.
No, because you're like, because I was saying that, and you're like, no, that does, you're like, just do Norman again. And I was like, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. All right, John. There's rumors, big rumors. Ready? Spider-Man 4 is in development.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I was hoping that they'd be writing a script.
But there's a rumor.
What?
It may be animated.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But like original cast return animated.
Wait, Spider-Man 4 animated?
Yeah.
That's... No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't risk that.
Toby.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tom.
The fuck?
We were just talking about Tom Holland's Spider-Man and you say Spider-Man 4.
What? Spider-Man 4 is also in development though.
Which one?
Both. And then Amazing Spider-Man 3 is rumored, and he has rumored villains, Sean. Venom and Sinister Six. Huh?
I know.
Weird.
For who?
TASM 3.
Yeah, I know.
Weird that they'd waste Sinister Six.
They always wanted to do the Sinister Six. Sony wants to do the Sinister Six. Sony wants to use the Sinister Six for themselves. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They've been saving this for a while.
Who's gonna be Morbius, Venom, and Kraven are gonna be their Sinister Six. What a fucking lame lineup. What a lame fucking lineup.
Unless Jared Leto does really good as Morbius.
Either way, like, that's such a bland lineup.
I don't know, but let's hope that they, like, get a good writer. Because I doubt Andrew will do it unless their, like, writing's good. They'll probably, like...
If you were Spider-Man, John... And everyone said you were the worst Spider-Man and you got a second chance. Even if the movie was bad, you wouldn't take the chance to be Spider-Man.
He loves the character and he's talked about it a million times. He's like, it was just a bad situation.
You wouldn't take the chance to be Spider-Man again.
He already got the chance.
He is
redemption. Everyone's praising him right now.
He is the...
Does he really want to ruin that?
He is one of three people. People suck his dick until the day he dies. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but oh my god, imagine being one of the three people who played Spider-Man.
And you wouldn't take the chance again. I mean, like, come on. I'd be like, can you try to make this better? But if they're like, no, I'm going to be like, well, okay, I guess.
Andrew's too good enough of an actor to, like, waste him again. I'd be so disappointed if they wasted him again.
I could see it happening, honestly.
I could
do They're running out of good writers. They got the people for Into the Spider-Verse. You're like, fuck. Now, who else? I mean, come on.
The Morbius writers.
Jared Leto himself. Jared Leto's like, ever since I was a kid, I hated comic books.
At first you wanted TASM 3 with Miles, and now you want it with Toby, right?
I never said I wanted TASM 3 with Miles.
At first you did.
Never.
There was a rumor that there was going to be a TASM 3 instead of a Spider-Man 4 first, year ago.
Never have I said I wanted TASM 3 to be with Miles.
I literally remember having this conversation.
Never.
Because I said
in my life.
I remember saying I feel like that would fit better with, because at the same time you were saying you want Logan for Spider-Man, you want like a Logan Spider-Man 4, but you wanted Miles in TASM 3.
And I have never.
I was like,
because I've never wanted Miles.
Go back and watch every single thing.
I will.
Because then I was like, Miles would probably fit better in Toby if you want to do a Logan kind of thing.
Wrong.
Okay.
John, not only do I not... Ooh, that sounds bad. But I'm going to say it to defend myself. I don't want Miles.
Dude, I remember having this conversation.
But I never said I wanted him with TASM. He doesn't fit there. Not yet.
I remember you saying that.
That's not... I know what I said. So, John, you have
this
to go...
This is like a year
you ago. You have to go find the evidence. Until then, you're saying bullshit.
What episode did we talk about this in?
You have to go find it.
I won't go find it.
Because I don't believe you. I know for a fact I didn't say that. No Way Home Oscar campaign.
I know. Imagine if it won Best Picture.
They may do it.
No way that it's going to win Best Picture, though.
No. Maybe, though. Because, like, think about it. No one's watching the Oscars anymore. It got the lowest it's ever been. Ever last year. this year. So, what's going to bring people to watch the Oscars?
What would get Best Picture, though?
There's nothing good out this year.
Yeah.
French Dispatch is my one to win, but I know for a fucking fact that's not going to win.
Yeah, it's not going to win.
Willem should win Best Supporting, but we know that's not going to happen. Like, French Dispatch should win Production Design. Dune should probably win CGI and Cinematography and Score. But, I mean, other than that...
I mean...
Like, if Belfast fucking wins anything, I'm gonna be pissed. And it's like...
It was last night in Soho, wins Best Picture.
Better than Belfast, bro. Belfast is my Nomadland. This year.
Yeah, I don't think that,
It's nothing good. It's a weak year. The fact that 2020 was a stronger year is sad.
Didn't Birds of Prey come out in 2020?
Yeah.
Really strong.
Like, Minari was really good.
Yeah, it was... There's
the best pictures, those year... Because usually here's what happens, John. Movies, I'm like...
What came out in 2021 really fast?
Well, because I'm thinking, what's good this year? That's what I think, right? And then... We're going to do a whole video on this.
Well, I'm just curious now.
I don't have anything written down. We're going to have to do research anyway. Listen, my point is... And then around this time, I start watching videos and it becomes clear which movies are the ones that are going to be in the contender. And so around this time, I'm like, Minari. Oh, that's actually a pretty good movie. That type of thing, you know? But this year, nothing's clicking.
Tick, Tick, Boom was pretty good.
No.
No Time to Die.
That one pisses me off.
What, Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yeah.
Why?
The whole vibe and everyone who talks about the movie makes me angry.
Have you even seen it?
Yeah, no. It's the people, bro.
No Time to Die.
But what's that going to win? It's not going to win. It was a good movie, but it's not going to win anything.
Obviously, Dune, French Dispatch. There's a Resident Evil movie that came out this year.
Saying, yeah, you're not going to find the ones people are talking about on Google.
Shang-Chi will probably win something.
No, it won't. It's an Asian-led movie. Doesn't matter.
Diversity wins. Old.
Oh.
Last Night in Soho. Tom Hanks, Finch. How does it look like iRobot and I Am Legend combined?
It's just not a good year, man.
Whatever the humans is.
No. It's a bad year. Anywho, we're going to move on, John. No Way Home made $1 billion. It's weird. That's impressive, though. Because probably everything would... Pig may win something.
Was it good?
I heard. Marvel. Ooh. Sometimes we bring up the fact that people will be doing stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Marvel will be doing stuff all the time. But there's a rumor that they have 21 unannounced projects that they will be announcing next year at San Diego Comic-Con. Some of them being part of Phase 4. Some of them being part of Phase 5.
What year would stuff from Phase 5 come out in?
Probably 2023.
What time does Phase 4 end at?
They gotta stop doing stuff, I think.
When does Phase 4 end?
Nobody knows. It's very unclear as of now what's Phase 4, what's Phase 5. There's probably a chance that Fantastic Four will take so long to come out that it'll be in Phase 5, stuff like that. But they should stop making stuff, in my opinion.
Well, when is, like, as of right now, when is the last slot? For Phase 4.
You mean like the last announced thing that has a day?
Yeah.
Probably Fantastic Four.
Do you know what year it's in?
July 2023.
What if?
I'm also talking out of my ass right now and I could be lying to you completely.
We'll be out of school.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be done. That's not okay. Jack, we'll be...
No, but I think we'll be done with high school. I think they're doing... Out. I think they're doing too much.
Yeah.
I think it's hurting CGI... storytelling.
They're just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall. Why did they announce the Marvels? Why didn't they wait for Miss Marvel to come out first?
Yeah, because people are going to trash that movie.
Exactly.
For show. Here's what I think they should do. I think it should...
Did you just go, for show?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I think they should do 3 movies a year. Maybe 4. But with TV shows, I think they should do 3 movies, 2 to 3 TV shows. It.
But then it's going to take a while for a Spider-Man movie to come out again.
No, because that's going to be every other year no matter what. I mean, Tom Holland needs his break with Harry Holland and Sam Holland.
He needs to start a family with Zendaya.
Yeah, it seems like he just wants to have sex. As he liked to post, that was like, short guys have more sex.
he posted, he liked the, yeah, he liked the post. Yeah, bro, that's so funny. Tom Holland out here forgetting he's famous.
So yeah, I just think there's too much, you know? Because I don't need the Marvels. I don't know, we could sort through it, but come on, guys. Okay, Ghost Rider. A bunch of stuff going on with Ghost Rider, John. So Norman Reedus has been a long time fan cast, but he's liking tweets as supposedly they're currently talking to whoever will become.
Is it just me, or is he like the most overrated actor you may have ever seen?
Norman Reedus?
Yeah.
No, he's properly rated.
I don't think so. The way I've seen
people, I've never seen him praised.
I've seen a lot of praise for him recently, especially because people have been talking about Ghost Rider. They're like, he's such a good... I've seen so many people on TikTok being like, he's an amazing actor.
I think he is.
I think he's a good actor. I wouldn't
say like that part when Rick dies.
Yeah, that was good, but like,
he plays a stoic character, but he shows emotion, especially after Rick died.
I don't know.
I like him.
I think he's good, but I just don't think he's as amazing as people are making him out to be.
He's definitely my choice for Ghost Rider. I feel like Keanu's too, like...
Keanu's not Ghost Rider.
Yeah, he's too, like, oh, man, like, come on.
I just also feel like he's... He feels like... I can't see him not wearing a suit.
Yeah, it's true. Very suit-esque. You got... And then there's also rumor that the dude who played Ghost Rider, the other one... This year, maybe gonna do something
from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
why do we need more?
But he's just liking tweets too. But I don't think they'll bring him back.
He's not even like actually a ghostwriter. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
He doesn't have the spirit of vengeance.
Well, because he gave it to Phil Coulson or something.
No. I mean, in the comics, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not even like actually like a. He's like a ghostwriter, but he's not like.
That's why they can coexist.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
But at the same time, why make two ghostwriters?
Ghost Rider's cool, I guess. I don't know. What's been up with Ghost Rider when I think about it, though? Like, he's kind of an iconic Marvel character. You
know who played him?
Nick Cage. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, he did those, you know, like in that 2000 or whatever. But then, like, did somebody else... I mean, I'm assuming somebody else owned him. But they didn't own him for long. Like, they've had him since, like, Avengers. They've never done anything with him long. And then I guess they put them in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for some reason.
Then he used Nicolas Cage. Again.
Sure. He may make a cameo in Multiverse of Madness.
Good.
Who knows? Then we got the rumor that Daredevil may make his debut in the suit, the red and yellow suit, in She-Hulk.
She-Hulk? I thought it'd be Echo.
She-Hulk comes first. Because what's going on?
Because she's a lawyer too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They exist in New York and they're doing stuff with lawyers and... She's becoming a Green Hulk thing, so I don't know. I guess it makes enough sense.
I wonder how many conversations Charlie Cox and Kevin Feige have talked about it, because I feel like...
Just one.
You feel like they've only had one conversation?
You think I don't feel like Kevin Feige allows a lot of his time to people.
Well, like that, but I also just mean, like, I feel like Daredevil is too important to Charlie Cox, where he's like, I feel like he'd have, like, a sit-down with Kevin Feige and be like, this is what we have
but to do. But is that how that works, do you think? Do you think people have a sit-down with Kevin Feige or has a sit-down with people?
Like, I'm sure they've talked about it, and like Charlie Cox has had his own ideas for it.
Because I'm surprised that Tom Holland could get a hold of the CEO of Disney.
I remember I've seen videos of Charlie Cox really wanting to do something with Scarlett Johansson, though. Because, you know, they did it in the comics.
Oh, I'm too late for that, I guess. Yeah. We can always bring him back. He's Australian or British or whatever.
Variant.
He's like, did they introduce variants, Kevin? Come on. And then we got, this is a weird one. I guess Sony considered giving superpowers to Zendaya, like MJ. That would have been so weird.
If they did that, I think I would have walked out of the theater.
Going, what?
They already gave it to Ned, which was like...
I mean like in the beginning. Yeah. Bro, what do you...
That would have been the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
God, it would have been. It would have been very stupid.
What is her job in the comics?
Who?
MJ's, for the most part. What does she
usually do? Actress.
Okay. Then why the fuck do they sometimes make her a photographer and a reporter? That's when? Literally, they did it in the Spider-Man game.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that's like
Peter. Oh yeah, she's a reporter in it.
Yeah.
No, she's usually just an actress.
Well, that's what I was. That's what I thought too. And I was just like,
because like her whole personality, she's very flamboyant.
Because I was so annoyed. I was like, why is she here? The only reason they did it was so that they could have Spider-Man and MJ.
Bro, I literally read a comic the other day where Peter goes out to be Spider-Man and he's like getting murked by like Lizard, and she goes out partying with other guys the entire night. But like she'll like leave the bar or the club or whatever, and she's like, well, I wonder what Peter's up to. Like opposite of like a reporter. So I don't know. Definitely not a reporter in most adaptations though. But that's it for Marvel stuff, you know what I mean? DC stuff. So Robert Pattinson has reportedly planned out an arc for his Batman over 3 movies.
Good.
3-movie plan. Good. This will be better than The Dark Knight.
We'll get 9 movies.
I doubt it. This seems like it'll be a trilogy. It'll be done. Robert Pattinson doesn't seem like the type to be like...
I don't think he could want to do that forever. I think they need to find a Batman character, a Batman who like is young enough.
Because let's talk about... They actually have another piece of news that ties into that in a bad way, as usual. Keaton is rumored to be the main Batman now.
I know. Like, what the...
He's almost dead.
He's like 90, right? I can't
do this. Yeah. No, he's not 90, John.
He's like 80.
Like 75.
I thought I read something. He was like 82. Maybe that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, it is. Because he was like 30 when the... Yeah, he's pretty young, actually. Not young. He was like 35 when Batman 1989 came out. That's almost 1990. So he's probably like 75.
He's 70.
Oh, yes, he's actually... I thought he was 90. Jesus, John.
No, I'm just, that was obviously me being dramatic. But like at the same time, it's like, ooh. Why? He's 70 years old. Yeah. You can't make him the main Batman.
Because he's going to be in Batgirl. I don't care. About the project Batgirl.
Was that his Vulture stuff that he's filming?
I just get some confused now.
He really likes birds.
Wait, that was probably Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, but why would he be?
Why the fuck would Vulture be in that? I don't know, man. I don't know. He's probably just talking.
What he's gonna do? He's gonna jump into Morbius. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. They're just taking them back now. There's also a rumor that General Zod and his like companion is gonna be in The Flash.
The ones that are dead.
Dude, this movie is so... I don't care. I don't care about Man of Steel.
They need to just reboot it again.
They really do. Like, why are they trying so hard to, like, hold on to that? Why don't they just...
Well, The Flash has, because it's been planned for so long, and, like, I think the director probably really wants to fucking do it, so he's, like...
But he has only been on probably, for a little bit.
Think about how much, because of how much they fucked up, he's had a plan around.
Dude, like...
That must
no, suck he ass. Only... No, they fired, like, 6 directors.
Well, like, when did he get it?
Just a year or two ago.
Yeah, like, with the...
They had the script before they had the director, but the script and... The writer and directors both were constantly changing.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Like, do you think about how much they've had to change the script because of how much DC's fucked up over the past couple of years?
I think 6 directors since 2017.
Like, I mean, the writers in general. Think about how much they had to change the script.
I don't know if it's the same writers, though, from back then.
Well, I doubt it. In general, they're going to have to change the script either way because of how much DC's been fucking up.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know why don't... Because, like... They obviously don't want to do anything with Superman. They obviously don't want anything to do with Ben Affleck, Batman. Or maybe he doesn't want anything to do with it. Either way.
I don't think Ben Affleck wants to do it anymore.
Wonder Woman, that seems like it's run its course because 1984 was so bad. The director and Gal Gadot both like don't show any interest. Aquaman, I guess, is the only thing I can think.
Oh, yeah, they haven't talked about another Wonder Woman movie.
Nope. And then, I guess, The Flash. But now they're giving him, like, a bad suit. And, like... Taking away cool-looking lightning. I don't know.
We'll see. It's probably not going to be good, but it's
okay. Oh, this is cool. Penguin is inspired by Fredo in The Godfather. From The Godfather in The Batman.
I thought he was inspired by, what's his name? Danny DeVito.
What?
He was inspired by Danny DeVito, the Penguin.
What? Why would he be inspired by that? No, Frodo's the one he kisses, right?
Huh?
He kisses Frodo. When he's like, remember? He's like, you are my brother. And he's like,
I'm saying, I think the Penguin should be.
Can we just talk about how much better The Godfather 2 is than The Godfather? It's time to just truly admit it, guys.
I need to rewatch those movies.
It's significantly
better. Especially the third one.
No.
What? You're supposed to say, what third one?
Third one. No, but seriously. Apocalypse Now is the third one. Did you see that
Danny DeVito wrote a comic book with the Penguin? And in it, do you know what happens in it?
No.
Him and Black Cat have a relationship and they run away together.
Danny DeVito fantasizing. And there's also the announcement of a Wonder Woman video game.
Huh?
There's a Wonder Woman video game coming.
Can you web swing in it?
Nope.
With her little lasso?
Can we talk about this? How no game can ever be as good as Spider-Man now, because no game can have Spider-Man like traversal. Like, we peaked with superhero video games when we made Spider-Man swinging around a city.
What about Batman, though?
Yeah, but he swings around too, but not as cool. It's not as fun.
Yeah, I know it's not as fun, but I mean, like, Batman games, though, are still really good.
Are they? There's three good ones.
How many have been made?
And they choked on Origins.
How many have been made?
And they're probably going to...
How many Batman games have been made?
Four.
How many Spider-Man games have been made that are talked about?
Talked about? Most of them. I mean, you got Ultimate, the three original, TASM.
Have you played any of those?
I played the Web of Shadows trilogy. Shattered Dimensions, Web of Shadows.
But yeah, you played all the Batman games.
Yeah. What? That's even.
Yeah, well, did you like the Shattered Dimension trilogy or whatever?
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, because you had a face where it was like, you made that face and
I
was like...
No, I was trying to think of the third one. I can't remember the third one.
Well, that's what I mean. I would say they're about even
right now. Shattered Dimensions, because they're not talking...
And they're also not making any more Batman games right now.
Exactly. So. What do you mean?
What? You said it can't peaked. You said it can't
get also, better. Spider-Man came out after Batman Arkham Origins.
Yeah, but
Spider-Man
like,
peaked. Spider-Man peaked it.
I don't know.
What is more fun than web swinging?
I'm not saying it's more. You mean the traveling or the game in general?
Well, like Spider-Man's the best character,
but I feel like the Batman he had more time to develop as a character because of the Batman games.
Talking about, but it's not as fun.
I'm not saying. Never mind. I'm talking about the game as a whole.
Right here's now. A good comparison: modern video games. Spider-Man PS4 is significantly better than Arkham Origins.
You have yet to still even play this Spider-Man game.
From a story perspective. And the few times I have swung around, oh my god. It's so much more fun.
Well, yeah, obviously. But
than like, even Arkham Knight.
I'm not talking about more fun, but I feel like you're talking about Arkham Origins, one that is criticized to be like a bad one.
No, it's not. It's praised to death.
I think people said it was pretty bad.
No.
I remember
they say Knight is worse.
Yeah, because Knight is... No one liked the Jason thing, but like Origins.
No, but all I'm saying is that we peaked with traversal and superhero video games.
Yeah, probably.
Because flying isn't as fun.
I'm talking about the game in general right now, though.
Spider-Man PS4 is the best video game. Best superhero.
You still
video
have
game.
Yet to play it, even.
And I'm still gonna stand by that.
But I'm.
I stand by that when I played the Batman games, and I haven't played Spider-Man PS4.
But I played both.
Okay, and?
So I have a more valid opinion on this than you.
But the story is better in Spider-Man.
You haven't even played it.
But I know the story.
I'm saying overall, okay, he had, I would say, two less than mediocre games at the most, Batman. But at the same time, I feel like he had more, like, overall, it's like, I feel like it's an overall story. That's why I think Batman, as right now, we need more Spider-Man games for Spider-Man to be a better character.
Spider-Man is a better character.
Overall, yes, he's a better character. I mean, in the games.
Spider-Man is better.
Okay.
Web swinging. I don't even know what we're talking about. Are you going to act like you don't have
a... I'm talking about the games overall right now. I'm saying Batman had more games to become a more developed character than Spider-Man. He's had one game.
He's still better. But... Back to what I was saying.
You haven't even played it.
In terms of Wonder Woman, as in context, like, how is Wolverine going to be more fun than Spider-Man?
Oh,
how is Wonder Woman? How is Arkham Knight or whatever Gotham Knights going to be better than Spider-Man? How could they bring back Batman and make it better than swinging as Spider-Man?
Do you mean traversal? Just traveling?
Even just that. I mean, you could argue video games. It's a homo, but whatever. We're going to drop that. As a traversal, we peaked. This is how I brought up this
Everyone's question. Always talked about Spider-Man swinging, even since, what was it, Spider-Man
2?
2, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. We peaked with that. How do you get better than that?
I don't know. I mean, flying could be fun, but I feel like that's only fun
it's for so weightless. Long. It's too weightless. As Spider-Man, there's tricks you can do, and you're really grabbing onto things. You have to engage with every time you hit something. You can't just, like, press Y and fly up and then move your joystick forward and sit there.
I'm curious what they're going to do with the web swinging in this next one. I hope they make it a little bit different.
Hulk is the only thing I could think of. Because you're breaking shit, and you're, like, flying into walls, and you have to grab onto it and stuff. But you could throw cars and stuff.
I hope the web swing is a little bit different in this next game.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, it's kind of the same old. Because, well, I've also spent a lot of time web swinging in that game. So it's like, I'd like to see a little bit changed.
Yeah, what?
I can't remember, like, off the top of my head. I was playing it recently, but I was just like, it's not the same feeling as when I first, like, got that game.
And
was
well, that's not, that's, I don't think they can do anything about that.
I know, but I'm saying that's why I feel like there's a couple of things, like, just with, like, movements that they could probably add.
I mean, they could add, yeah, probably. I think they are. Anyway, the Wonder Woman video game is going to be bad. Northman trailer, John. A lot of DC stuff. The dude who did The Lighthouse.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, come on.
I've seen The Lighthouse, not the trailer.
It's very good. Very good. John Wick 4 has been delayed a whole year.
Why?
Because they're like, we're John Wick and...
Did Keanu rape some people?
No. Keanu's a great man. Also, Matrix 4. Oh my god, John. Are you ready for the studio meddling? Mm-hmm. It was going to happen no matter if the original directors were on or not. The guy was like, you know, objectively, our goal is to make money. And that's a profitable franchise. But it bombed! It made less than Sing 2, John. Sing 2 made more money than The Matrix 4.
Sing 2's got a snack cast.
No, it doesn't. It's Sing 2, bro.
It's got Elton John.
I didn't know this was coming out until yesterday.
I'm staring at your $25 check now, Jay.
Don't look at my check, John. Did you see Tom Cruise doing stunts?
Wait. Does he look okay now?
Well, you can't really see his face because he's on a plane. But not just on a plane flying, John. This man... You ready for this, Sean? Is on the wing.
I'm sorry, he looks so dumb there, though.
He is strapped to the wing of a plane as they do flips in the air. What do you mean he looks great?
We gotta see his hair, though. That's the real... I don't know if this is him.
He looks great, John. It's a Scientology. What about this picture? He kind of looks like he is just
he
like...
He looks like he's getting older.
Though. Got his wisdom teeth taken out.
He does look like he's getting older, let's be honest.
No. But he does look like he got his...
Did Top Gun 2 come out yet?
No. Just looks like he's bulking, John. And then, did you see the Star Wars Eclipse game? Because, oh my god.
No.
You didn't? Oh. Bro, it's like a...
Look, he's starting to get the old people thing right here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I remember when people thought he was ageless.
He is. It's Star Wars Eclipse anyway. It's a multi... Or no, I think it's like a choose-your-own-adventure type thing. You get to choose if you're like evil or good and like...
Good, that's what I wanted.
Not Star Wars Eclipse. And it's set in the High Republic.
Okay.
And here's... some images from it. Here's some of the people you can be. You got that guy. You can be a droid, I think. Oh, yeah, here's the fire picture.
Of Yoda. Yeah, I did see this. Never mind.
Fire picture. They're outside. Fire picture. It's this dude. Fire picture. It's those dudes. Anyway, looks
heat. Better be good.
Looks heat. It's kind of wild it's happening. Is the High Republic still happening? Or wait, Old Republic.
I'm Cal Kestis.
I forgot about that game. Are they still doing a sequel to that? Maybe. Is it? It's not a remake. Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic strikes back with new remake. All right, it is happening. That's pretty wild. Where are you looking up Spider-Man, John? Oh.
The box set does look sick, though. Have you seen it?
Doesn't it? That?
No, not that one. The where is it? So, what Spider-Man mask are you gonna get?
Toby's. They're all good. In my best world, I have all three: Toby's, Tasm 2, Tom Holland.
In the perfect world, but this isn't a perfect world, Jack.
Yeah, but I saw the guy who has the mask, and like the link that he gave, and it's on Etsy for $300. Which it's not too bad. Is it responsible to buy at $300?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We'll make it back in a week.
That's true, actually. Ooh, that's a good point. It's just a little bit of money. Oh my god,
it looks it's so just good. it's just like 16 hours of work.
Yeah, hang on, let's do some quick math. Let's say $14 an hour because of tax. That's generous, of course. If it was $300 divided by 14, no, not 12. If it's $300 divided by 14, that's 21 hours of work. Oh my god, and it's so hot. I kind of want the black suit, though, too.
I think we're getting a little bit too far now, Jack.
I know, I have to stop. I'm telling myself, too. I'm like, Jack, stop before it's too late. Yeah, he got it on Etsy, so I guess Etsy's the best place. But I want to buy an expensive one, because, like, this one's $198, so I don't trust it, because it's not as expensive. Oh, but it has 4.5.
I first want the Noe Home from one.
What's happening? What are you looking up?
The steel box.
Oh, you're taking a while. That's all right,
I'm
though.
Trying to find the right one. Because you have to pre-order it, so it's hard to find.
That's how JB Smoove. Huh? Did you guys just? You can't just go on images.
Well, the right one isn't
true. What have we been watching? And while John does this, I'm going to tell you guys what I've been doing. Guys, I've been watching the Disney animated movies. And guess what I have to say about them? They're not that good, guys. Let's be honest with ourselves here. Like, you know, we got like... Okay, fucking what's its face? Well, it's... Alright.
That's well...
Yeah, but it looks the placement so mid. Hmm. Like, Snow White is mid. Dumbo is bad. Pinocchio is pretty good. Bambi, though? Come on. Saludos Amigos? Racist. The Three Caballeros? Racist and unfunny and stupid. Fun and Fancy Free's alright. Melt. It has this good Johnny Appleseed bit. Because it's, you know.
Crisscross. Applesauce.
It's different timelines, John, and the multiverse is open and Fun and Fancy Free. So, you got Melody Time, mid. The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. That one's pretty good.
I'm Mr. Toad.
Cinderella, you know, overrated, I gotta say. Alice in Wonderland, not very good. Peter Pan was pretty good, though.
How was The Little Mermaid?
Haven't even got to it yet.
She's so bad.
Yeah, she is kind of bad, though. Lady and the Tramp. Mid, John. Very bad. Nice. Sleeping Beauty, though. That one's lit. Like, can we talk about how good Maleficent is?
The movie?
No. The villain. Oh. In the movie Sleeping Beauty.
I thought you talking about her it's own just, movie with Angelina Jolie called Maleficent.
It's just a really good early Disney movie. 101 Dalmatians, John. It was good. I was, like, enjoying it. The dude, like, when I was with the people.
Oh, yeah, I always loved 101 Dalmatians.
But then...
One of my favorite movies.
After the first act. No, it's because it turned out to be bad. And then it was boring. Because then the dogs are on their own, and, like, nothing happens in this movie, John, which is kind of a running theme.
Well, as a young kid, I loved 101
Dalmatians. Of the shit-fucking early Disney movies is that, like, they're good for a little bit, It's not always the beginning, but they're good they're for
probably good for little kids.
No, but they're objectively not so good.
Did you like these movies when you were a little kid?
Some of them.
Let's see.
Sword, and then the Sword in the Stone, which was absolutely horrible. I think Cinderella.
The other day I saw something interesting. Let's see what are your top movies on Letterboxd right now.
Maybe different.
Oh, you changed it back.
Yeah. What, John? What were you trying
to... Is it going to be interchangeable, though?
No.
You think that's the solid list now?
Yeah.
I would have said... Well, yeah, I'd say give it maybe a couple months.
Why?
And see which one you... Watch them both and see which one you like more.
Spider-Man 2. But look at my diary. It's just like Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home. Spider-Man No Way Home. Spider-Man No Way Home. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man on him. Anyway. That's all I gotta say.
Bro. Too. There's no shit.
It was, like, why?
You reviewed a 4-minute movie.
I had to.
Oh.
Don't look at my Fast and Furious reviews, John.
3.5?
John, don't look at my Fast...
2. 2.5? 2.5? Why would you watch The Curse of the Lamb, not you?
They made me.
What made you?
They.
Marvel's Defenders wasn't horrible, except fucking... I talked about this with you. Fucking Danny Rand, every scene
he shows up in. Ruins everything, bro.
Every single scene he shows up
in. No, I gave it 3.5, like it was solid. Oh my gosh.
Give me 1 second, audience.
Sorry about that, guys.
One thing I didn't kind of understand, though, was I get Jessica Jones' superpowers, but, like, she was fighting these martial artists. Like,
I know. She just kind of punches. Actually, in Jessica Jones, it's, like, a point that she's not a good fighter.
Yeah, so I was kind of like,
It's Destroyer.
How was she kind of holding her own, even? Well, in Defenders, I didn't get how she was holding her home.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to keep doing that. I was going to do that as a diary for all of them.
All the shows?
Yeah. Except Daredevil now has its own. You can submit whatever you want.
It's like...
Someone just submitted...
I'm about to finish Daredevil, so... Well, I'll be done with season 3 probably in the next 2 days. And then I will leave my review of Daredevil.
Anyway, Luke Cage... is what I've been watching. I finished all of Jessica Jones. It was bad. No, well, season 2 was really bad.
Can they just announce a Daredevil show already?
With the mom. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then season 3, it was all right, but I can't really remember what happened in that one.
I hate Triss, though. Like, I want to stab her.
Yeah.
Like, just her character. Like, the actress, like, shit, too.
Annoying, yeah.
Like, she doesn't come off as likable even in the first season to me.
Yeah, the only good thing in that, well, season 1 was good. I like Malcolm. Kilgrave's incredible. Cool. Jessica Jones is solid. But yeah, Trish ruins everything. The mom, that was horrible. The Simpson. He was kind of annoying.
Was that the...
The boyfriend, but then he's
in
like...
In the second evil. Season?
No, in the first, but then he's like, turns evil. He comes back in the second season.
Oh, Triss's boyfriend.
Yeah, just to die for her, so yeah, she can be, like, start taking drugs.
Yeah, yeah. And then, no, but the boyfriend at the end of the second season, I think it was.
Yeah. The hunky dude or whatever.
Yeah, and then the end of season 3, they just leave him out.
Yeah, then she goes to Mexico, but then she comes back. Oh, you know what was weird? She goes... I forget what city, but it's a specific city in Mexico. And then I accidentally watched episode one of Punisher, because I forgot about Luke Cage. Mm-hmm. But Punisher season 1 picks up in the exact place where she was going to go, the exact city in Mexico. I'm assuming the writers only knew one city or something. But Paso, I think it's Paso, Mexico. Paso something.
Which is where all the drugs are.
So I thought that was pretty rad. Anyway, anything else, Sean?
I see this one dude on TikTok all the time.
And it's no problem how long we go because we don't have a movie this week, so this is the end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I see this one dude on TikTok all the time. He gives the most He's so critical of movies. It kind of annoys me.
Who?
He has glasses, black.
Oh, yeah. He said Daredevil season one was good and everything else was bad.
Yeah.
Wrong.
And then he talks about all of them. He's like, they're all bad.
I have an unpopular opinion. Season two is better than season one. And season three is probably going to be better than season two or one. But,
like, I only watched the first two episodes. And they're so good.
Even like, I feel episodes. Like the Punisher just leads to really good. Because, like, the lives clash more.
Jigsaw is kind of a disappointment in season two, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Billy Russo?
Yeah, kind of a disappointment.
Because he's in season one, but he's normal.
Yeah, and then, like, I was hoping he'd look more like how he does in the comics, like, kind of crazy and stuff.
But he's just normal guy with, like, some just scars.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kind of disappointing.
It's alright. Yeah, her Punisher season two wasn't as good.
Yeah.
But probably better than... I don't know.
It was still enjoyable, though.
I like the finale of season two of Luke Cage. What's her name dies, and it's like, what? And he's like, you have to take up Harlem's paradise. He's like, I gotta do what I gotta do, man.
What's up with Claire? She just sleeps with everybody.
Yeah, well, actually, what's weird is like the last time we see Claire in this universe, she breaks up with Luke Cage, leaves, and just never comes back. Actually, not only does she not come back, she's never mentioned again. And I'm so confused on...
Ahsoka.
I mean, she just kind of dips, so...
Well, she has a thing with Matt Murdock, remember? She has a thing with Luke Cage. Was there anybody else?
No.
Well, she just shows up a lot.
Yeah,
in all the shows.
She's around. She's not in season three of Daredevil, though, right?
I do not think she is.
I wouldn't... I think season two of Luke Cage was the last one to come out, right?
Yeah.
So, that's the last place she appears, and doesn't matter. So, she gets written off and never comes back. But maybe she was getting cast as Ahsoka.
Because obviously it's been a couple years since I rewatched Daredevil. Like, I forgot how good some of the storylines are in season three. This dude showed up, and I'm like, holy shit, I completely forgot he's in this
show. Yeah, Bullseye, right?
What?
Bullseye?
Bullseye is interesting. He's kind of weird. He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
No, but there's this other kind of like side storyline that goes on throughout the show that's like actually pretty good.
How present is Foggy in that? I like Foggy. And like,
Foggy and Karen aren't like as present, but like they do show up a decent amount, from what I remember.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I really like them. I hope they return.
The one part though is that there's not really as much. There's not really from what I remember, you don't get to see.
The lawyer?
No, Matt Murdock and them kind of interact like during the season because they still think Matt's dead.
Yeah, that's mid.
So that's the only thing that I was like, I can't wait till they like interact again. And then obviously because we don't get season four, we don't.
I really hope they bring them back though. I like both of those actors.
Karen.
In fact, the whole supporting cast was really good.
Karen could have easily been really annoying, but like they did her in a good way where she wasn't. And then Foggy. Foggy
also, I think, could have been really annoying if they did him as, like, the goofy sidekick.
Yeah.
But he had enough depth that it was...
And then I really liked the Defenders.
Yeah. He has a relationship with Luke Cage. So that's cool.
Not even like that, like, when he...
I mean, in season two, that was kind of cool. Yeah. He shows up in that.
Well, he shows up in Jessica Jones, too.
Right. Does he?
Because he's like, I found out you're dying. Or something.
I don't remember.
To Hogarth.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, no, but Foggy, like, how he gives Matt the suit, and then he's like, I can't help but blame myself. And
yeah. Stuff. Solid.
Yeah.
But, well, we'll see. I'm just nervous that if they're going to do the sixth episode, diddly, diddly, diddly.
They better not do the same thing that they've been doing with all the MCU shows, where it's like, there's somebody at the top, and then they reveal it in, like, episode four or, like, five. Yeah,
no, usually episode six.
Yeah.
And it's a lame reveal. It's Agatha all along. Shut up. Bitch.
So I think they could do a 13-8 episode
show. I think it should be 8, maybe. Depend. Here's what I don't get. And probably budgetary reasons, but why don't they just make the seasons as long as the story dictates? Because they did 13 episodes for season 1, and it was really solid. And then they just felt like they had to do that.
Well, season 2 tries to set up Defenders too much for Daredevil.
It ruins... Jessica Jones, I think, a little bit. Season 1 could have been on the same level. Not only on par, but the same level.
You're talking about Daredevil in general. Daredevil, though, every season is good with the 13 episodes.
I think so, but Jessica Jones suffers because of it hard. Mm-hmm. Like, Kilgrave, I don't get it. Like, he escapes, like, four times, and then they make him good for an episode. But, like, if you're going to have 13, why don't you just make him good for, like, two or something? But it's one. But then they have to have him escape again. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Luke Cage season one definitely suffers. Mahershala Ali is one of the best MCU villains, but they kill him in episode 8 to bring in some diamond back. Oh my God, the most atrocious thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think in the MCU they could do for Daredevil like an 8-13 though. For sure.
Or 9. Yeah. Let's break the format. Well, here's the thing: doesn't is like to be clean numbers.
With Daredevil though, like I feel like. I would like to see a lot of the randomness that they have, like, with the court cases and stuff. Like, the fogging out, like,
I'm fine with that, but, like...
So that's why it's, like...
It just got me nervous.
And, well, I really hope that they don't do it where, like, what they've been doing with the MCU right now. Like, the MCU shows, they're not... It's not movies. It's a TV show.
I'd rather see him in a movie than an MCU show.
Yeah.
If they did a Daredevil show,
season four. If they're doing it how they're doing it right now, I'd rather see him in a movie than a MCU show.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So... I don't know, but I wanted... I mean, obviously, I forgot Daredevil actually has a pretty good rogues gallery, especially for kind of like a B-level hero. Bullseye and Kingpin, like, notably, and they never got to Bullseye. Obviously, was the main villain. Yeah. I haven't seen it. Maybe the main villain of Daredevil 2003, but maybe it was Kingpin because he's in it. I don't know.
I just don't get how they can, like, mess up TV shows that badly.
Yeah. It's just the ending. I really don't get it. Like, WandaVision...
Well, no, it's just
solid.
They're all following the same formula.
But WandaVision was solid until they, like, choked it. And then Falcon and Soldier. That, I still think the finale was alright, but the problem with that one's the villain. Or what's her name?
I don't remember. But like, she still does not make sense as a...
They don't make sense! And they were like... Well, we'll talk about that more in the year in review. Loki, I think, is still the most solid. But, like, Hawkeye, like, it totally depends on you knowing Kingpin. But you knowing Kingpin kind of ruins that character because he's so kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And like the eye twitching thing. Like, it's so over the top.
I think they're also just trying to make it too high budget.
Maybe. But, like, why isn't the budget being spent towards, like, cool lighting?
Yeah, well, like, that's what
good
I'm saying.
Good cinematography, like Daredevil.
I like the grittiness that is... That like they have in Daredevil.
That's what I think Hawkeye was from.
You can tell it's not even. You can also tell though that it's not like the most expensive equipment that they're using too. You can tell that there's a kind of a budget. I feel like more so than other shows.
I don't think so. I just think there's a level of realism. But like Falcon and the Soldier, there's always like, really, there's some good shots. I mean, Phase 4 cinematography is definitely better than like Phase 3. But yeah, there's even overall it's just like a level of like Disney Channel. Like grayness, but I feel like Daredevil was like consistently really well shot.
Yeah.
Anywho, I think we've gone on long enough. That's the podcast, I guess. Whoa, we're doing the outro without it being on video. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, all of our board podcasts. Check out the YouTube channel. We're Bored Podcast to find exclusive videos. Stick around here for exclusive podcasts with exclusive segments that you can't find anywhere else. Today.doop. Goodbye.
Whoa.